Hello, welcome to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite team in the Bay Area. Free agency is here, and the Sharks have been very busy trading away longtime defensive stalwart Brent Burns and then making a flurry of signings after that. So we will get into Brent Burns being dealt and kind of the new team identity of the Sharks that Mike Greer is trying to build. So all that and more on today's episode of Locked on Sharks.
You're Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, JD Young. Thank you, of course, for making us your first listen. We are free and available where you get podcasts. I am a contributor at Fear the Fin and San Jose Hockey Now, and free agency is here, and the Sharks have been very busy. So let's go ahead and start off with the biggest news, of course. Brent Burns being traded to the Carolina Panthers, and Burns has been such an important part of kind of the Sharks' identity for, you know, since he got here. And you know, I'm gonna just say it's gonna be very weird just not seeing him in teal next season. So, you know, before we get into like the nitty gritty of the trade and what, you know, the Sharks actually did, like it's a big step for the Sharks here. And you know, Mike Greer talked about at the beginning of, you know, we got hired, how they're gonna have to take a step back and they want to get cap flexibility. And you know, trading Brent Burns was kind of the only reasonable option you had to do that. So, you know, Burns, you could argue is one of the most important Sharks in franchise history. You could say he's, you know, the best defenseman in franchise history. I mean, between him and Vlasic, of course, is going to be the more defensive defenseman. And, you know, I know Dan Boyle was here, but I mean, if you look at what Dan Boyle did in a short period of time compared to Brent Burns is, you know, just the longevity of Brent Burns and what he did in that time, winning a Norris Trophy and then, you know, being second for another one. And, you know, during that time, Burns, you know, he played 798 games with the Sharks. You know, he didn't miss a game since the 2013-2014 season. 172 goals, 422 assists and 594 points in 11 seasons with the Sharks. Like it's crazy just how like what he has done. I mean, he ranks, you know, just for points and stuff. He's fifth in Sharks history in all-time points. He's third in assists behind Joe Thornton and Patrick Marleau, and he's seventh in goals for the Sharks, and then sixth in games played. Like, you know, Brent Burns, he showed up, he gave it, you know, he took immaculate, you know, care of his body. He was, you know, just a Sharks legend. And, you know, it's going to be weird just not seeing him in teal and like, you know, just how popular he was with the fans, right? Like you go to Sharks games and you see Brent Burns jerseys everywhere at the Tank. And, you know, like I know the Sharks have a lot of, you know, have had a lot of great players over the years, but, you know, just the changes that are going with the Sharks right now, you know, we're, you know, trading away Brent Burns, getting rid of, you know, Joe Thornton leaving, Patrick Marleau leaving, coming back and then retiring, Joe Pavelski leaving, you know, just all these kind of stalwart Sharks. And, you know, Brent Burns kind of, him and Vlasic kind of feel like the last pieces of that era. I mean, I know there's still Hurdle and Couture, but like, you know, those guys are, I mean, Couture, but those guys are a little bit younger and kind of felt like they were added on. But like, and yes, I know Couture was there, has been there longer than Hurdle, but or been Burns, but like, it's, you know, it's a new era of Sharks. So, but let's get into the trade. So, you know, of course, Brent Burns and Lane Peterson go to Carolina. The Sharks do keep 34% of Brent Burns' contract, so they're going to have a dead cap hit over the next three seasons of $2.72 million. There was a definite, you know, was it 33 or 34%, which kind of was my favorite part of Sharks Twitter today. But then the Sharks get back in the trade. They get a third round pick that's either going to be the worst pick between the Philadelphia Flyers or the Carolina Hurricanes. We can just go ahead and say it's going to be the Carolina Hurricanes pick, especially after what the Flyers did today. And then they get center Steven Lawrence, and then they also get goalie prospect Itu Makinami. So let's start with Makinami, who I think is kind of an interesting prospect. So we'll, if you're watching on YouTube, I have his nice little card from Byron Bader's model up right now. So definitely it's been developing and, you know, kind of working. Some of his comps are not the, you know, kind of backup type of names, but you know, such as like Brian Elliott, Steve Shields, Chris Mason, Thomas Greiss, and Scott Wedgwood. So not like household names, but I reached out to a friend of the show, Sarah Avampato, who does a great job covering the Chicago Wolves where he played last year. And her thoughts on him was very good. Of course, the Wolves are a very good team. They won the Calder Trophy last year, but he did a great job, especially at the beginning of the season when they had a lot of odd man breaks and rushes, which Sharks fans, we have seen plenty of those. Had fantastic numbers, but got shut down in December. He had surgery for a lower, I think it was a lower body injury, and then it had some COVID issues and wasn't able to come back. But she goes on to say, very technically sound. Never felt like I was having anxiety watching him flail around or anything like that. Team always had full confidence in him. So I think between Straussman and Makinami, here is your Barracuda tandem going into next year. We'll, as the summer progresses here, we're going to kind of dig more into the Cuda. And this is the man, Makinami, not a bad tandem, especially after what we've seen the past couple of years, and pretty excited for the potential of these guys. I don't, you know, they both have kind of NHL backup caliber to them, which is may not sound like much, but where the Sharks have been the past couple of years with their goaltending, they've been continually taking swings to try to find guys. And until you find a goalie, I'm fine with taking as many swings as you want to try to find that guy. So, and then they also acquired Steven Lorenz. So he, fourth line center, you know, he's going to be, he kind of played fourth line minutes for the Hurricanes last year. Not going to contribute on the power play. Didn't really play too much on the penalty kill, which is okay with, you know, especially with Carolina, they're very aggressive on their penalty kill. So they're going to play their kind of star players on there. So that's why he didn't get a lot of penalty kill minutes. But he's going to be good at his own zone. He's not, doesn't provide too much offense right now, but listening to his press availability, that's something he really, really wants to focus on, is try to kind of find his offensive game. So, and then, you know, I know the return, a lot of Sharks fans weren't too happy with the return, but, you know, this is just flexibility and stuff, and gives the Sharks, you know, they were spending so much money on their defensive zone, their own blue line. And Brent Burns, out of the three major contracts, he's the only one where you're going to actually get something back without having to give up something to in return. And so, yeah, that first home game is actually the Sharks Sharks hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. So I'm sure the tank is just going to be packed full of Burns jerseys, and they're going to have a nice little tribute to him and everything like that. So before we continue, got to take a quick break here. Talk to you guys about our friends over at Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens, it's the way to go if you're trying to take control of your gut health. It's super easy. You wake up, one scoop, cup of water, mix it up, and you drink it, and you've taken care of not only your gut, but also your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, focus, aging, all these things, while you absorb 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, superfoods, and probiotics. So again, super easy. Before you even have your coffee, you just drink it, you're good. The great thing about it is it only costs you, it's cost you on average of $3 a day to invest in your health. It's cheaper than your coffee habit. It's cheaper than going to the store and trying to buy all those supplements all at once. You're investing in all-in-one nutritional insurance. Has over 7,000 five-star reviews, recommended by professional athletes, trusted by leading health experts. So they're going to make it really easy for you. Go to Athletic Greens. You get a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/NHL to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And once you've taken care of your tummy, you want to go out and get some exercise, but you need to see how good you are compared to your friends. That's where 10athletes.com comes in. Let you settle the debate between your friends on who's the best athlete. You know, you go out and you play golf, you play cornhole, you go for a swim, whatever. They've got you covered in over 300 sports and games where you can rate how you did from 1 to 10, and then you compare it with your friends and find out who's actually the best athlete, not only amongst your friends in the block or even the world. Try to find out if you can hold the title of world's best athlete in the ranking. So join the Athlete Network, play sports, get ranked all for free from 1 to 10. How good are you? 10athletes.com, where fun must be always. All right. So then the Sharks went through and made a bunch of signings. So let's start with one, Oscar Lindbaum. So again, if you're on YouTube, I've got his little player card coming up right now. Oscar Lindbaum, he's really interesting, of course, because of what he has gone through, you know, coming back from the cancer diagnosis. Won the Masterton Award a few years ago for his comeback. And, you know, listening to his press availability as well today, you know, he talked about where he's still trying to get that strength and trying to kind of not rebound, but kind of like build himself back up from that. So with the Flyers, you know, he was with the Flyers last year. Definitely, you know, before he got sick, he on his way to become is becoming a really, really solid player. So the 2018-2019 season, his first full year, 81 games, 17 goals, 16 assists, 33 points. You know, then of course, you know, dealt with the cancer. But then last year, you know, in his first full season back, 79 games, had 12 goals, 14 assists, 26 points. So he is known for being, you know, a strong, tough, you know, puck controlling type of guy who can help pop in scoring. And, you know, while his numbers may not look too great last year, I think, you know, coming back from something like that he's coming back from, you know, I really like this signing. And I know a lot of people are like, well, you could have just had Balcers for, you know, a cheaper price, because he, you know, after signing a 2-year, $2.5 million deal. But we're seeing with Mike Greer where he wants to get these kind of compete guys, right? And Balcers, just the different style player. And we're definitely saw the type of player that Mike Greer wants to sign. So with Lindbaum, looking at his stats, so he played second line minutes last year with the Flyers. The Flyers, like the Sharks, not very good. I think hopefully he'll be playing more kind of third line minutes with the Sharks, but we'll see with the way things are going right now. 23rd percentile in the offense, 54 percentile defensively. Didn't play too much on the, he played like 46 minutes on the power play. Didn't play too much. Can play on the penalty kill as well. Does take a little bit more penalties than he draws. But, you know, I think this is a good type of bet on a guy who, you know, I don't think has really started to scratch the surface of who he can be as he, especially as he's coming back from his cancer diagnosis. So, you know, it's also a great story just to kind of have. So, and I'm all for signing more Swedes. So again, again, I know $2.5 million, you could have had Balcers, but we're, as you're seeing with the other guys that the Sharks are requiring, where you hear a lot about compete and you hear about, you know, just that kind of bringing it every night. And not that Bolsters didn't do that. These are just, you know, kind of what Mike Greer is looking for as he's trying to build this team. So, and then they also signed forward Nico Sturm. So he played last year. He was on the Wild and then got traded to the Colorado Avalanche, where he won the Cup. So good for him. He got a 3-year, $2 million AAV deal. So again, going to be another one of these kind of bottom six type of guys. So where last year he played kind of the fourth line, third line minutes. Going to be not provide much in the offense, but, you know, kind of hold it down the defensive zone. Going to be an excellent penalty killer. So he played a lot of penalty, you know, he played a lot, not excellent, but he did play a lot of penalty kill last year. And, you know, I think this is a guy where you're kind of hoping that he can kind of turn it around and offensively. So he's, you know, the past couple of years, he did actually have, he was an 11 goal scorer in the 2021 season with the Wild. But then, you know, had 9 goals for the this year for the Wild before getting traded and then playing those less minutes on the Avalanche. You know, he kind of playing those back end minutes. So didn't provide as much offense, but, you know, I think another guy where, you know, he's a 6'3", 206 pounds, where he's going to be kind of one of those big guys in the back end. And I think, you know, Shang made a really interesting point about the way the Sharks are being built now, where they're trying to have just better depth pieces, you know, in these bottom six and not try to put guys in there, you know, asking guys to do too much or put them in a position where they're not going to be able to succeed in getting the, you know, we saw last year with like the Nick Bonino signing, where he's just going to come in and, you know exactly what you're getting. I think that's what you're kind of getting with these guys, where you're getting a lot of guys who are just NHL caliber players and with some upside. So before though, we continue looking at some of the rest of the guys that the Sharks acquired, let's go ahead and take a quick break and talk to you guys about our friends over at Built Bar. You guys know Built Bar, best tasting protein bar on the market. And they, of course, they have new flavors coming out all the time. If you haven't gone and checked out the coconut brownie chunk puff, you guys need to go do that. It's a delicious chewy marshmallow covered in 100% chocolate. It's like a fluffy cloud of coconut brownie goodness. And not only is it good, it's also good for you. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and all deliciousness. And if that doesn't sound like your thing, go check out. They have a million flavors. You can get a box where you can actually just pick a bunch of flavors. So you can try them all, see which one becomes your favorite. So head over to built.com. Use the promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your order. Again, use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. All right. Next guy. So they also signed defenseman Marcus Nutivera. I probably screwed that up. He's kind of interesting. He's a little bit older. He's 28, but he hasn't played too much, but he is kind of a puck moving defenseman who I don't think he's really gotten the chance to really kind of figure his game out. So he's also played with the Blue Jackets and, you know, he played with the Panthers last year. He played one game with the Panthers before getting injured. And he played 30 games the year before that and had 10 assists in those 30 games. But, you know, but he's, you know, left-handed shot. But Mike Greer did say he can also play on the other side too as well. So as the Sharks are continuing to try to add some right-handed depth on the defense line, but, you know, 6'1", 187 pounds, but, you know, I think he can help with the transition game, especially in that bottom pairing role where we would see last year with like Vlasic and, you know, Šimek or whoever was down there, where they would just get pinned in their own zone. And I think having another guy who can move the puck other than Carlson and Vlasic would be a huge kind of, you know, huge help to the Sharks. And he signs a 1 year, $1.5 million contract. So if it doesn't work out, it's not the end of the world type of thing. And I think especially for a team like the Sharks right now, you know, it kind of reminds me of the Giants a couple of years ago, if you're baseball fans, where they signed a bunch of these guys who were maybe miscast or weren't given the opportunity, and tried to let them see if they can kind of find some diamonds in the rough. And, you know, this guy might be one of those guys where wasn't getting a lot of playing time, of course, with the Panthers, was hurt last year as well. But maybe given some more runway, and maybe the Sharks might have found something here with Marcus. So, and then Matt Benning, who signs a 4 year, $1.25 million contract. He played with the Panthers last year. So he is 20, just turned 28 this May, 6'1", 202 pounds. Last year in 65 games with the Panthers, had 11 assists, man, 11 assists in 65 games. And the bubble season, or in short, he had 1 goal, 3 assists for 4 points in 53 games. Like, not providing a ton of offense. He also played for Edmonton as well. Had a 6 goals 1 year in the 17-18 season. But, you know, he's going to hold it down in the defensive zone. Right-hand shot. So I think that kind of, he is your third D defenseman right now. You know, again, not going to provide a ton of offense, but maybe if you pair him with like a with Marcus, where Benning can kind of play more of the defensive role, and then Marcus can kind of help move the puck out of the zone type of situation. So didn't play power play at all last year, played a ton of penalty kill, was more of a, wasn't the super greatest, but, you know, I think if you're looking for a guy who plays a simple game and just kind of isn't going to kill you in your own zone, Matt Benning. The 4 year thing is a little weird to me, where they are, you know, 4 year. I mean, the money's not terrible. So if you need to bury him in the AHL, it's not going to, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world type of thing. Like, if you waive him, I don't think you have to worry about someone picking him up. But again, the Sharks just don't have any right-handed shots on the defense line after Carlson and Merkley. So so Matt Benning's going to be your probably third pair defense. So yeah, so I think the biggest takeaways from the Sharks is the first day of free agency. You know, I was able to hear Mike Greer's kind of availability today, but, you know, they wanted to try to get these guys who are going to kind of compete. And really, I think they're kind of building from the bottom up, if that makes sense, where, you know, we saw Doug Wilson kind of use the stars and scrubs type of approach. If you play fantasy football, you know, like we spend, especially like a free agent, if you do a kind of an auction draft where you spend a lot of big money on stars, and you hope that you can kind of find enough pieces just off the free agency or to kind of fill in and let your stars do. But it seems like Greer's taking another approach where he is going to be adding these kind of these depth pieces, and hoping that they can take pressure off your top six, where you're not having to ask, you know, Couture to have to, hey, go provide a ton of offense and then go be a shutdown center, you know, type of thing. So if you're hoping that this top bottom six is just more competent than what we've seen in the past couple of years, that maybe it gives your top six a little bit more room to breathe. So, so we'll continue to stay on top of what the Sharks are doing as free agency continues. You know, some big names still out there. You know, of course, Dylan Strome, who Mike Greer did say that they have discussed him. I don't know if the discussion means, can we afford Dylan Strome? And then they're just like, nope, we can't afford him. But who knows? So And then, you know, of course, the Sharks do. They have a lot of their RFAs they got to deal with. Are they going to trade LeBanc? What are they going to do with their goalie situation? I don't think they can honestly try to keep three goalies going into next year. We'll see. So make sure you guys keep it locked in here at Locked On Sharks as we figure out what Mike Greer is doing. And, of course, hopefully get a coach at some point. So you can, of course, find the show Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram over at Locked On Sharks. Right now, especially with all the signing graphics are up there. And I've been also posting for my individual account. I've been posting all the fancy stat graphs so you can kind of learn more about these players. You can find me at My Fryhole. You can listen to the show wherever you get podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey. If you are an Apple, please, a nice five-star review would be appreciated. I did get quite a few last week or a couple weeks ago. I'm trying to see if there's any more right now that have been... Nope, no new ones right now. So at least not in the U.S. So I did see the nice Canadian one who guy said I was just might be dyslexic. So I appreciate you, dude. And then, yeah, YouTube. Please subscribe. Got some fun stuff kind of up on there. So, and be back tomorrow. Make sure you guys go check out the Locked On NHL show. If you want to hear all about Johnny Gaudreau going to Columbus, which is just blows my mind that he was like, nah, I don't want, I'll take less money to go to Columbus. You want to, you know, everything that's happening in free agency, we've got you guys covered there at Locked On NHL. Gil has been doing amazing work. Please go throw him a follow. He covers the Islanders, but he's been kind of the voice of the Locked On NHL channel. Gil's amazing. He works way too hard. Shout out to Gil. So, and yeah, be back tomorrow with some more free agency. And then next week, we're going to start to dive into some of these new Sharks prospects. I got two fan favorites coming back on the show next week. So make sure you guys keep yourselves locked in here. And yeah, bye, friends.